Emily's Bridge. To the eye, the Goldbrook Bridge in Stowe is not unlike any of the scenic covered bridges that span Vermont waterways. Some sources say this one-lane, 50-foot structure is the oldest covered bridge in the country. Its builder, John N. Smith of Moscow, Vermont, designed it with many unique features and bragged that it would last forever. Maybe he was right. Today, as a historic structure, it's guaranteed perpetual care. What better place for an eternal spirit to take up residence? Though its formal name is the Goldbrook Bridge, some call it the Stowe Hollow Bridge. But to most locals, it will always be Emily's Bridge, because Emily is the ghost who haunts it. Scores of people have had run-ins with Emily. Some are willing to talk about it, some won't. Perhaps it depends on the nature of the encounter. They range from the benign to the terrifying. At the least menacing end of the scare spectrum, we find tourists with cameras. Often photographs taken on the bridge don't come out when there's no good reason for it. Or the photographer might discover that an otherwise perfect print includes a puzzling, blurry blemish that wasn't there when the photo was snapped. In a recent case, I received a photo from a newly married couple who had honeymooned in Vermont. Their photo showed the bridge with a young girl standing in front of it. "She looks perfectly human to me," I told the photographer. "But she wasn't there when I took the picture," he said. "I was shooting the bridge because it was pretty. If she'd been in the way, I wouldn't have snapped the picture." Other witnesses actually see things on the bridge, things they can't explain, like flashing white lights with no visible source. Sometimes the point of contact is not the eye, but the ear. Certain visitors swear they can hear an eerie voice from nowhere uttering words that can't quite be understood. When the voice is understood, it sounds like a woman crying for help. These two varieties of encounters combined in the early 70s. Lifelong Stowe resident Ed Rhodes told me about the time he and a friend were chasing thunderstorms. Resting in the shelter of Emily's Bridge, they waited for the storm to pass. There, in the semi-darkness, Ed's friend became unaccountably frightened. "Let's get out of here," he said. "I heard someone hollering for help." The friend started to drive away, but Ed stopped him. "Wait a minute," he said. "Maybe somebody really needs help." When they turned around, Ed saw what he described as little tiny specks of light, like strobe lights. But, he said, the funny thing was, the lights did not illuminate the interior of the bridge. Sometimes the spectral contacts can be a little more physical. Hats can be whisked away when the air is absolutely still. People might experience warm spots in the dead of winter or inexplicable chills in the blistering summer heat. One man even saw handprints materialize on the foggy windshield of his car. A neat little trick, considering there were no hands visible while the prints appeared. Judging by these reports, you might think Emily is simply trying to get people's attention. But there are more menacing encounters, terrifying dramas played out in the dark interior of the bridge. Perhaps these actions reveal Emily's true nature. For years, until it was stolen, a quaint speed limit sign on the bridge read, "Horses at a walk, motor vehicles 10 miles per hour." At such conservative velocity, horses and automobiles were easy prey for Emily's assaults. Sometimes animals crossing the bridge at night were slashed by sharp, invisible claws that left long, bloody gashes. When cars replaced horses, Emily continued her attacks. Her phantom claws ruined more than one perfect paint job. So who is this strange, lingering soul who hasn't made it across the bridge and into the afterlife? Sadly, we don't know much about her. While many accounts say that Emily died by her own hand, most agree her tragedy occurred on that bridge around 1849. Judging from her post-mortem activities, Emily's spirit seems angry, maybe even insane. But why? The best known history of the Haunted Bridge holds that Emily was a young stowwoman who fell in love with a man who, for whatever reason, failed to pass muster with her parents. Forbidden to marry, the love-struck youngsters decided to elope. They planned to meet on the bridge at midnight. The appointed hour came and went, but the young man never showed. Shattered, Emily didn't know what to do. She couldn't run away alone, nor could she return home to her I-told-you-so parents. Perhaps overreacting a bit, the distraught young woman hanged herself from a rafter, and her desperate, angry ghost has haunted the bridge ever since. No doubt she's waiting for her lover to return. There are variations, of course, though all involve Emily's violent death at the Stow Hollow Bridge. But in reality, no one, psychic, scientist, or historian, has been able to prove that Emily actually lived or died. We must remember, however, that in the old days, families routinely buried their dead at home. Records, even death records, were not always filed. Sometimes families might choose not to talk about a death, especially a suicide. Wherever truth lies, one thing is certain. Emily's bridge and the area around it generates more reports of seemingly paranormal phenomena than any other place in Vermont. Is the spirit of sad, lost Emily eternally waiting there for her lover to return? Or are the mysterious events at Stow Hollow attributable to something else, something stranger? Who can say? Looking for answers, I have visited Emily's Bridge many times over the years. Unfortunately, I've never seen anything peculiar, nor have I felt as if I were in the presence of something supernatural. I must admit I am disappointed. I guess I am not the young man Emily is waiting for.